This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day, but you know that. I'm Paul Stevenson, and I thank you, as always, for hitting play. Today is February the 18th, and on this day in 1990, at the Brit Awards in London, Queen collected the BPI Award for Outstanding Contribution to British Music. It turned out to be the last public appearance Freddie would make with the band. He passed away the year after. On this day in 1964, the Beatles met Cassius Clay, later to be known as Muhammad Ali, of course. The meeting between the heavyweight and the musical heavyweights took place while the Fab Four were in Miami. And speaking of the Beatles, on this day in 1968, Ringo and Paul, plus partners, flew out to India to join up with the other two who were already there. John and George were studying under the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi at the time. And on this day in 2006, a week before the Carnival, the Rolling Stones played an incredible gig, a free concert at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. It's said that an estimated 1.5 million people watched the show. Wow. Now, birthdays, there's a few interesting ones today. That wonderful singer, Yoko Ono, is 90 years old today. Celebrating his 76th birthday is founding member of Styx, Dennis DeYoung. Dennis penned 7 of the band's 8 Billboard Top 10 singles. And someone we lost recently, drummer with Bachman Turner Overdrive, Randy Bachman. He would have been 70 years old today. He was born in 1953, but sadly died a few weeks ago. But for today's main show, a bit like yesterday, we're focusing on a debut album release. Yes, on this day in 1974, KISS released their self-titled debut album. It topped out at number 87 in the US, 82 in Canada, and 38 in New Zealand. Didn't chart in the UK. It was certified gold in the US, though, for sales, and it's still much loved today. Indeed, both Gene Simmons and Ace Frehley have both remarked in interviews over the years that this is their favourite KISS record. And, of course, when it comes to KISS, there is only one place to turn, the compendium of all things KISS, the heroes of the hour, Tom and Zeus, from Shout It Out Loudcast.
February 18th, 1974, KISS debut album is released.
That's right. It all started here almost 50 years ago. And with an album like this to kick off a career, pretty much a greatest hits album, so many concert staples, so many fan favorite songs that are played still to this day.
The album was produced by Kenny Kerner and Richie Weiss on the newly formed Casablanca Records. And as Tom mentioned, the songs that were on this record are still being played in concert and on classic rock radio stations throughout the world.
That's right. Songs like Strutter, Deuce, Cold Gin, Black Diamond, 100,000 Years, Firehouse. For a band to come out of the gate with a debut album like this, we've seen other bands do it. We talk about Van Halen's debut. We talk about Guns N' Roses' debut. people sleep on Kiss's debut album, and they shouldn't, because it's loaded. And as we've said, to this day, still a classic.
And when you think about it, how many hard rock bands can boast so many songs off their debut album from 50 years ago and are not dated?
Exactly. All those songs still sound fresh, still kick ass live. The album itself still kicks ass when you listen to it.
Contributions by all members. Three of the band members sing: Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter Criss. A couple songs written by Ace Frehley. So the band is in its beginning stages, but ready for takeoff. And it all started with the debut album.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.